Okay. Even though.
Even though.
No one ever asks you that.
No one ever asks you that.
What do I want?
What do I want?
I don't ask that.
No one asks that.
They just told me what to do.
They just told me what to do.
Get the degree.
Get the degree.
Get the certificate.
Get the certificate.
The raise.
The raise.
The numbers.
The numbers.
The house.
The house.
The dog.
The dog.
The title.
Just get it.
Nobody ever asked me.
Nobody ever asked me.
What do I want?
What do I want?
Nobody asked that.
Nobody asked that.
I'm a two-year-old. Why would you ask?
Nobody
asked that.
Nobody asked that.
Of an elementary student.
Of
a middle grade student.
Of a middle grade student.
Nobody.
Nobody.
In their right mind.
In their right mind.
Ever asked.
Ever asked.
What a high school student wants.
What a high school student wants.
Oh, they'll say.
You can have whatever you want.
You can get whatever you desire. But they'll never ask you. What you want.
What you want.
And if you tell them. They'll say things like. Well, honey.
That's
too good to be true. You need to mature a little bit. That's not the way it works in the real world. Why don't you ask somebody else? Maybe you need to work first. Nobody ever asked. What do you really want? And how do you align with it? Because we've all been programmed. With survival. To fit in. To our existing society. And we're the only generation. To witness it. Crumble spiritually.
It's true.
We're the only generation. To see. Empowerment. And victimization.
Self-victimization.
To clash.
We're the only generation.
In all time and all history. To be in the dilemma. To be in the paradox. Where you can have it all. And not really. Where we can believe. We create our reality. When it's not true. We only create part of it. Because we're all connected. And I don't exist.
As an author.
Without the editor.
Struggling to understand.
And I don't exist.
As the evolved being.
As the one. The neighbor.
The family member.
The friend.
The colleague.
Fighting. To hold on to their misery. There's never been any other time.
Where women.
Have made so much progress.
And not really.
Where men have been recognized.
And disrespected.
So much.
All at the same time.
Where men have been honored.
And blamed.
Where women have been powerful.
And angry.
All at the same time. It's a unique time on earth. I keep believing. But I should know what I'm doing. When there's no book. There's no mentor. There's no history. I don't know what I'm doing. Because I'm part of the change. I want to see for the world. And apparently.
I'm here.
To start.
With one editor.
And my response. And nobody taught me this.
And I don't even know what I'm going to do.
And I'm not really clear what I want. Yes, I am. I want to feel confident. I want to feel sure. I want to know my soul's calling.
I want to know my soul's calling.
And align with that.
and aligned with that.
And nobody taught me that.
Nobody taught me that.
Nobody even talked about that.
Nobody even talked about that.
I want to know my soul.
I want to know my soul.
Personally. I want to exponentially. Feel.
Feel.
My soul's desire. My soul's love. My soul's expectation. And resonate with that. And nobody taught me that.
Nobody told me.
How will I bring that into real life?
How
do I honor that? And this crazy editor. And the next article. All at the same time. There's no book. There's no manual. Because we are. The changing times. And all the ways I'm attached. To wanting a pat answer. I'd like to let that go. And if I really look. I have the perfect life. And to keep moving forward.
Evolving.
Opening my mind.
Opening
my possibilities. With zero answers.
Anyway.
I want to love and accept. The miracle.
Of change.
I am.
I want to love and accept.
The newness.
The uncertainty.
And not knowing. That I am. Giving to the world.
For all of us.